November 28th, Others' Expectations. I once had a wonderful conversation with Richard Heitner, who was the former global deputy chairman of advertising giant Saatchi & Saatchi. He told me that he spent many years of his professional life striving to climb the ladder and become the person in the organizational spotlight. He wanted to be the CEO of a publicly traded company because it had become ingrained in him that to aspire to any less was unacceptable. The problem, as Richard conveyed, was that he simply wasn't wired to be a CEO. He thrived as the number two in an organization, driving alignment, developing strategy, helping bring the CEO's vision into being, but he simply wasn't the right person to be in the spotlight. He learned that it was better to thrive at what you're wired to do than to aspire to do something that others tell you you should want, but you really don't want. There are many narratives in the marketplace that shape the aspirations of creative pros. In the up or out ethic of many organizations, you're deemed unmotivated or unambitious if you don't aspire to be on top. However, I encourage you to consider that your life and career might be far more productive and enjoyable if you make decisions according to who you are, not according to who others want you to be. Know yourself. Don't make career decisions according to what other people would do in your situation. Here's today's question. Are you making any decisions right now because of what is expected of someone in your situation rather than because of who you actually are?